Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 136. This is the second chapter in the Hallel HaGadol. This chapter is 26 psukim in it. All the verses end with Ki Le'olam Chasdo, His kindness is forever. Let's jump right in. The Gemara in Psachim 118a says the 26 psukim in this parak correspond to the 26 generations from the creation of the world until the receiving of the Torah. Up until Kabbalah HaTorah, Hashem sustained the world through His chesed. Even though it was only the Jewish nation who received the Torah, the whole world exists in the merit of Yisrael. As it says, Bereishis stands for Bishril Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. The whole world was created for the Jewish nation that's called My First. So we see how the whole world is kept alive in the merit of Am Yisrael. Additionally, the reason why this parak is called Hallel HaGadol, the Big Hallel, is because it says in verse 25, Noisein Lechem L'chol Basar, Hashem gives bread to all mankind. The very fact Hashem makes sure there's enough to eat for everyone on earth is no small task and is considered big. The Ramak adds, the 26th psukim in this parak corresponds to Hashem's name of Yudke Vavke, which is numerically 26. Therefore, this parak contains very deep and hidden secrets to it. Now for the parak summary. In this parak, the author gives thanks to God for all He's done to the world, starting with the creation of the world, moving all the way down to how God saved us from the perils of Mitzrayim. It was Hashem who split the sea and helped us defeat the world powers of that time. He remembered us in our lowly state and saved us countless amounts of times. Therefore, we're obligated to thank God out of the goodness He's done for us and the world because His kindness endures forever. Now for the highlight pasuk. The parak opens with the words, Hodu Lashem ki tov ki le'olam chasdo. Praise God for He is good, His steadfast love is eternal. The Mefarshim explain, we can see from the fact it just opens up with the words, Hodu Lashem ki tov, the author of this parak is unknown. Ramat Wali explains the reason why the author is unknown here is to teach God is intrinsically good. God's goodness isn't dependent on anyone recognizing it at all. It's just a spiritual law. God is good. There's nothing we can do to detract or add to that fact. The Ramad Wali goes on to Kabbalistically explain, there's no greater good than God bringing a tikkun olam, a spiritual fixing to the world. This is why Ki Tov is numerically 47. And if you take two of Hashem's names of Yudke Vavke, which equals 26, you add it together with Hashem's name of Ekya, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, which equals 21, you get 47. So we see how Hashem's two names of Yudke Vavke and Ekya equal 47, the same gematria as the words Ki Tov, which is 47. Because Hashem is constantly guiding the world in a positive manner behind the scenes towards redemption, bringing a tikkun olam. Let us merit to trust in God's goodness and sing together by the final tikkun, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov. Thank you, God, you are good. Stay tuned for the next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim 137. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.